This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat, and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot happening up on the website, new stories. There's a live chat room going on there, live, whatever it's called, Facebook feed, and the feed going on as well. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. If you go to the website, give me your email address. We send out an email once a week, right? Not like I send it out every day, not like I try to, make you crazy with emails, because it makes me nuts too. I don't like getting them either. But, we're having issues getting information. It's funny. Somebody sent me if you're getting a problem, or if you have an email that comes to you from us and it says could be spam, let me know. Find a way to let me know. Send me an email. Because we had a listener the other day send me a picture, or a snapshot, screenshot, whatever you want to call it, of them. They got an email from us, and when they went to open it, it said this could be spam. This site is known to be a site that sends out spam, right? So the only way you're going to fix that, the only way I'm going to fix it, is if I see it from you, I know it's happening. And on top of that, if you want to get away from being censored by the Google police and the Facebook police and the whoever police, then go ahead and opt in for our text messaging. So text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. 55222, and that'll put you on a list to get an email letting you know that show started, something's up, that kind of thing. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending. All right, let's get to it. A lot going on. Gee, I saw a candidate there for a second. Got a crazy news dot. Breaking news. That was yesterday, Sean. Oh, today too? Okay.
Be nice to Sean.
I like Sean. You know that. All right. I mean, he irritates me sometimes like I irritate other people. I get it, Gillibrand, right? Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She was having her own little town hall meeting. And at the town hall meeting, she decided, I don't know why these people feel the need. Maybe it's in their DNA. I don't know. But why do they feel the need to lie? If they really have a good product, if they really have the truth, don't lie about it. Just put it out there. So she was addressing a question on gun control. And her personal shift from receiving an A rating by the National Rifle Association during her time as a member of the House of Representatives to an F rating as a senator. In her answer, Gillibrand went on to went after the NRA saying, let's be really clear what the issue is. The NRA and its greed is largely funded by the gun manufacturers. That would be a lie. We're not even wrong. It's a lie. All right? There are two ways to think of NRA's funding, right? The money it raises for the operation, for its daily operating budget, and the money its political action committee raises. Less than 5% of the NRA's operating budget comes from the gun industry. Come on, let that sink in. Unless they change math, if less than 5% of NRA's operating budget comes from the gun industry, it means that it doesn't get a majority of its money. Doesn't even get any real money from the gun industry. Right? And that includes everybody from Bass Pro Shops to Billy's Gun Shop. The money NRA raises for political purposes comes from donations that they average less than $50 from everyday Americans. I know plenty of people who give to the NRA, and the story's right. It's usually less than $50 per person. Now, this isn't to say that the NRA does not receive money from gun manufacturers. Right? Now, the Violence Policy Center, pro-gun control organization, claims that from 2005, now, listen to the spread here, to 2013, the firearms industry donated between $19.3 million and $60 million. Right? I mean, it's broad. It's too broad to be just gun manufacturers. And it includes gun retailers and manufacturers and others that are somehow affiliated or associated with guns. But in 2017 alone, the NRA's core organization, it reported $98 million in contributions, a 22% decrease from 16. The overwhelming majority of the funding comes from the membership dues, right, and some donations. The NRA currently has 5 million members whose fees are $45 a year. Or 75 for 2 years, right? 100 for three if you want to join. 100, that's not like an ad for them, right? 150 for four and so on. In 2014, the average donation from the nearly 30,000 donors to the NRA PAC, which donates to candidates, was roughly $35. According to the NRA, CNN reported in a deep dive on the NRA funding in 2015, 90% of those donors gave less than $200 in a single year. I mean, you want to start looking into Media Matters. You want to start looking at these other companies. You look at Planned Parenthood. They're taking your tax dollars, and they're donating to legislators, candidates that are extremely pro, not somewhat pro, but extremely pro Planned Parenthood. The report reviewed federal campaign records of the NRA's overall revenue in 2013. Much of the money comes from everyday Americans, period. So, Gillibrand is incorrect. I can't say she lied, but she said it with such surety, I have to believe it's just a campaign slogan. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back with more of their lies after this.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you. you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You listen to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. No joke. Dead serious. I very much appreciate the time you spend with us. I very much appreciate the time that you're spending on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just totally being involved, totally being engaged. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. I don't mind. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate it. You know, these Dems, they're making me nuts. I realize they can't, like, make me nuts, but they are making me nuts. And the reason behind it is it's just the lunacy never stops with these people. Well, let me hit a couple of other stories. Now come back to this one. I mean, this abortion stuff. And I don't know if it's bubbling up because they're trying to show you that they can push back. They know better than you. That's a nut job. Pro-abortion activist sings a lullaby to the aborted baby that she had. It doesn't exist anymore, lady. You got rid of it. You flushed it. Anyway, where was I? I'm easily taken off task. Can you tell? Representative Gabbard, she said, WikiLeaks founder's arrest tells Americans, hey, toe the line or else. Wow. That's scary. Welcome to Russia. Isn't that what everything has been all about for 2 years? Not really, but I mean, they'd like you to believe that. How bad Russia is, right? What they've done to us, what they're doing all over the place, and, you know, they're terrible people. Putin's terrible people, and yet you're saying and doing the same things he would do, aren't you? Some U.S. lawmakers on both sides welcome news of the arrest of London, in London, of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Democrat presidential hopeful representative, is it Tulsi?
Yep.
Yeah, close enough.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Said that the arrest sends a message to every American, be quiet, toe the line, otherwise there'll be consequences. This is this wretched journalist, but it's also something that threatens every American, isn't it? When she was talking to MSNBC, she said, because the message that we're getting, that the American people are getting by what's happening here today is, you know what? Be quiet, toe the line, otherwise there's going to be consequences for you. She said the same thing on CNN earlier. Gabbard characterized Assange's arrest as some form of retaliation by a government unhappy with information being released that we don't want made public. But here's the problem with that. Some people run with that. He's releasing and has released information about both sides. So it's not like the Trump administration is worried about what he's going to release. I think I would be happy to see him release everything else he's got. Just dump it and get it out there. Gabbard's an Iraqi war vet. She argued that so much of the information has been released by WikiLeaks has informed the American people about actions that were taking place that they should be aware of. I don't totally agree with her. I don't need to know everything the government's doing, and neither do you, frankly. I don't need to know where our spies are living, residing, and what they're doing, and neither do you. I mean, we all made fun of Barack Obama because he was, you know, telling the enemy when he was going to strike. Right, kind of pre-informing the citizenry so they would get out of the way so, you know, we could kill the terrorists that apparently was too dumb to figure out what leaving with them. We don't need to know every little thing that our military and what we're doing. And the process by which we do it. She went on to say, so I really think what's happening here is unfortunate. It's some form of retaliation coming from the government. This is what happens when you release information that we don't want you to release. No, in some cases, this is what happens when you release information that, you know what, that you could be putting lives in danger. You know, everybody, when some of this paperwork was released and we found out that we were spying on the Germans, we were spying on the English, the British Prime Minister, that we were, I mean, this is news. Is this really news to anybody? I mean, seriously. All this did was solidify or bring to the forefront that this is what we're doing. But it's not really news. If you really believe that we're not spying on other countries that we're friendly with, then I don't know. You must have come from a Pippi Longstocking movie. Now, the U.S. is seeking Assange's extradition from Britain to face charges of conspiracy to commit a computer intrusion. Now, that's different. If he truly tried to break in to get our secrets, if he truly tried to break in just to get a data dump so he could put it out there, I'm not for that. Now, we don't know whether he was handed information and he ran with it, or if he truly tried to break in or helped try to break into our systems. Right, think about Chelsea Manning. I mean, what's the big whoop there? We paid for the sex change operation. So there you go. If you have some major issues, right, if you need a sex change operation or a heart operation or a lung transplant, just go commit treason when there's a Democrat president in. You'll get your stuff. God. An indictment unsealed Thursday noted that the 2010-2011 WikiLeaks published online hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. documents. They were downloaded by Manning, including reports dealing with wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and 250,000 different diplomatic cables. We don't need, should, and we shouldn't know about every... Look at, you guys went nuts. The President Trump's phone calls, right, were being spied on, listened to, as president, and they were being leaked. His conversations with Mexican presidents were being leaked. And you said, you can't do business if that's what's happening. Well, what about this? Right, I mean, you're talking about diplomatic cables. You're talking about reports on what's going on with wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and what we're doing, I don't know, to squelch the enemy. Do we really need those processes out there? Really? Gabbard told CNN that while the specific hacking allegations facing Assange should be settled in a court of law, she said there's a bigger issue at play. There's a reason why the Obama administration chose not to extradite and prosecute Assange, because they understood the danger. They understood the danger of the government coming in and controlling essentially what information is. No, that's not true, because she's way off here. Do you really think for a second that Obama didn't control what information left the White House? Remember, he only had his White House reporter and his White House photographer allowed into meetings that other photographers have been allowed into for years, and reporters. He decided what left the White House. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
congressional Democrats are looking for more documents from the Trump administration. The chair of the House Judiciary Committee and two of its subcommittees want Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan to turn over any information related to a pardon that was supposedly offered to him by the president. Recent reports quoted Mr. Trump a few weeks ago saying he'd pardon McAleenan if he went to jail for denying the entry of migrants into the country. There was a lockdown at Columbine High School and other Denver area schools. Authorities are looking for an 18-year-old white female. Jefferson County Sheriff's spokesman Mike Taplin.
Last night, Sol Pius traveled here to Colorado, and she made threats to commit an act of violence in this area. She is armed and considered to be extremely dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Oh, come on. A little dancing never hurt anybody. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, head up to the website, realside.com, and give me your email address. I only send out an email once a week. It's not like I inundate you with this stuff. Give you an idea who's going to be on the show. Yes, we do sell stuff. Right? I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. Got to stay on the air. Helps fill our pockets. You know, you can see we're overflowing with dollars. And then if you don't want to do it that way, you want a text message, which is probably the best way, simply text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. Okay, this one here is like poking me in the head. Right? I mean, I do not understand. We've had this, I mean, Mother's Day is coming up, and last year we did a story around, and I'll pull it up again later, but last year we did a story around a mother that wrote a letter that said, even though I've aborted my baby, I should still be allowed to celebrate Mother's Day. Right? Remember that? It was nuts. No, you aborted the baby. You forfeited your right to be a mother. You're no longer a mother when you kill that thing that makes you a mother. I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. This woman has decided she was going to sing a lullaby to the child she aborted. But in their mind, because most of them don't believe in God. So in their mind, if you're singing a lullaby to a baby you aborted, what are you singing to? You know what I'm saying? Take a listen.
How long you love me? You know. I will wait alone in my room if you want me to.
I will wait a lifetime. If you couldn't have that child, right? Now she claims, this shows you the sickness here. She claims that the spirit of the baby sang this song to her before the abortion. Like, anybody know what the word possession means? Really? And if you can't understand, I mean, this is like, what's sick is that there's so many people sitting there, like, embracing themselves and thinking this is just so lovely and wonderful. You killed the baby. And now you're talking about the love you have for it? Why do you think we have people shooting up schools and malls and everywhere else? Because they think love is violence, apparently. Would you kill something you loved with all your heart? Anybody? Because apparently I don't understand the real meaning of love here. I mean, I got to tell you, I obviously don't get it. And I don't get it a little. I don't get it big time, apparently. Right? I love you with all my heart. I love you whenever. I'll wait. What are you waiting for? What do you mean you're going to love me forever? What are you actually waiting for? I don't understand. This is so confusing. And I know, you know, it's hard when you're not a liberal. It is so hard to understand this line of thinking. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on. There you go.
An episode of her Women of...
You know, this is just amazing. It's the best decision you ever made. The best decision you would have ever made would have been to protect yourself during sex, don't you think? Was that too much to ask? See, I'll get in trouble for that, but I don't really care. The best decision you could have made was to really think through the decision of what you were doing. That would have been the best decision. The best decision in your life could have been to simply give the baby up for adoption. Why was that so terrible? And don't give me this stuff about the emotional pain it causes when you carry that baby for 9 months and give it away. No, there's less emotional pain when you kill it. Are you serious? You want to talk about a mental health issue? You want to talk about a problem? Look, she is singing. I want you to think about this. She is singing to a baby she killed about how much she loves it, how much she cares about it. Am I the only one confused here? Right? I mean, think about it. Am I the only one confused? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Oh, no. You're going to go through the rest of this with me, too. I ain't doing this alone.
The Hour podcast. The girl star was speaking about the stigma surrounding the issue of abortion, and she said she hasn't had one, but wishes she had. Dunham then added that so many people she loved have had them, her mother and her best friends, and she was so proud of their bravery and self-knowledge.
Sarah Silverman is poking fun at all of these anti-abortion bills, so she decided to post a picture of herself. This is all a joke. In the first picture, she looks like she's pregnant. In the second, she looks like she's fine. And underneath, she wrote that she got a quick
Roe v. Wade, this is her mindset, the way she's thinking, this is sick. But again, this is part of, you've got to stop supporting Hollywood. All right? I mean, it really is that simple. Stop supporting Hollywood. Stay away from them. Yeah, I don't believe in all the boycott stuff. I mean, we talk about it from time to time, but you know, we should maybe we need to ban Hollywood. I don't even know. Why do we listen to them? Why do we give them place? Why do we even give them time in their mind? I know I'm doing the same thing right now, but it's so irritating to see what they're doing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Gets overturned.
Okay, now, so question is this an acceptable joke or is it out of bounds and do we need to denounce and reject her?
It's totally acceptable.
See, this is RT, the Young Turks, right, on RT, and they're fine with all this. This makes so much sense to them. And then she does a whole, Sarah Silverman does a whole, I'm not going to play all this because you know what? It makes me nuts. She does a whole thing called Salute to Abortion. No, that wasn't Sarah Silverman. That was Michelle Wolf. A Salute to Abortion. I mean, I can't do it. There's no way. I don't want to hear from this woman. She's another sick one. But do you understand? I mean, look, we've gone from something you don't talk about that's taboo, that is sick and disgusting, to something now that is perfectly acceptable, to the point where you can have fun with your abortion. You can make fun with it. You can have fun with it. You can make fun of it. It's not a big deal. You should be able to have as many on demand without apology as you want to. Are we serious? But you realize, I've been saying this for a long time, this is our fault. We've done this. We've done this because we've allowed this to happen. Right? We've done this because we don't want to meddle in anybody else's business. It's really sad. I mean that sincerely. It's really sad that this has gotten to the point where nobody questions it at all. I mean, we do on the right, but we're whacked. Because, you know, we want to steal the rights of a woman to decide what she wants to do with her body. And then we give them so much power. We shouldn't give Hollywood so much power, but we do. You do with your money. You know, John Sullivan was here last night, producer of Gosnell, the movie. By the way, might as well do it now. Some of you watching, well, you'll have to wait. Timing's perfect. Talk about it on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
And options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joel McTeague, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, look, John Sullivan was by last night. I don't know how to do this. I know it's kind of backwards-ish. Okay? And John left me a couple of copies of Gosnell, the movie. Now, look, if you saw Unplanned or you're planning to see Unplanned, even if it's Unplanned that you see Unplanned, you need to go see that movie. But here, I'm willing to send you Gosnell, the movie. Now, it's not a gore movie, right? So I don't care what anybody says to you. It's not a gory movie. That's number one. Number two is it lays out how afraid we are to challenge some of the things that go on in abortion that are wrong. They're flat out wrong to humanity. Not always about your rights. You know what? Just because we have a right to do something, we have the ability to do something, doesn't mean we should do it. We've all talked about that. But Gosnell, the movie, is you've got to see it. So here's the deal. I will wait till I get the 25th email, joe at therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. That means if you have to pull over and send one, don't freak out. Don't worry about like the third call or anything like that. 25th email that I get on God's Now to joe@therealside. I can't make it any easier than that. joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I will send you this for free. Won't cost you anything. You don't have to pay for postage. You don't pay for taxes. You don't pay for anything. I just send it to you for nothing. 25th, I gave you a DVD. 25th email, you get a DVD of Gosnell, the movie. All right. Talk about being persecuted in our business. Now, Joe Rogan, he has got a podcast. And he is just, he's very popular. He's a comedian and a podcaster. And, he's been, very, very high up on the podcasters list, has been for a long time. Now, I guess in 2017 and 18, he had the second most downloaded show on Apple Podcasts. Okay, he's always on the top of the charts, in apps like Stitcher and other online, apps, YouTube channel, same way. And apparently Media Matters is very upset at him. Not that it matters, but it does to them. 91% of the guests that appear on the Joe Rogan show are men. And they find that appalling. It's disgusting, according to them. Rogan's guests are also mostly men. Media Matters tracked the guest appearances on 142 episodes of his podcast aired between June 26, 2018 and April 3rd, 2019. Found out that of 161 total guest appearances, only 14 were women. Oh, boy. That's terrible. Disgusting. Immediately shut that man down.
What if women don't want you?
Right? The story goes on to say, I have listened to a lot of the Rogan episodes over the past few months. I don't want to try to understand why the show is so popular. It's bizarro to me. He's a rambling, profane interview program in which the host often, loves to talk about cage fighting. Rogan has long worked as a UFC commentator and never lets his guests go home. The episodes can stretch past 3 hours sometimes. His interviews are esoteric. They're just spanning Rogan's wide range of interests. They stand-up comedy, mixed martial arts, evolutionary psychology, alternative medicine, music, acting, business, and excesses of leftist identity politics. I don't understand. It's not for you. It's that simple. It's just not for you. And you see, it's his show. That's why he gets to decide whether it's mostly men or mostly women or half and half or no women at all. That's what freedom of speech is all about. He can have it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. That's the other freedom you have. You have the freedom to turn them off, the freedom to switch the station. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's forcing you to listen. And because you happen on it and you don't like anything about it, let me tell you this. Who's the dumb one? You hung out there. Right? I don't listen to stuff. Look, I don't listen to profane rants for hours at a time. I even get uncomfortable when, 5 minute, 10 minute, 15 minute rant that has a lot of the F-bombs in it. I'm done. You don't have to use them to get me to laugh, giggle, or get your point. This is what I mean. They don't understand what the true meaning of fascism is. The comment in and of itself is fascist. Do it my way. I'm right. You're going to do it this way, or we're going to shut you down. Right? I mean, isn't that basically what they're saying? The show didn't get popular because of people who don't like it. Just like, the joke about Vegas. They didn't build all those beautiful buildings. They didn't build Vegas by losing to the gambler all the time. No, they walk away with your money most of the time. That's how they get to build those buildings. Think about it. The title alone. Joe Rogan's experience that disproportionately hosts men. No kidding. These guys are great. I love it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, a lot you can get involved with. Coming back around to abortion again. Yes, I'm sorry, but deal with it. It's the hot topic of the month. I think it should be the hot topic until we get control of this thing. That's what I think. Now, this is on CBN News, right? And CBN is a Christian broadcasting network. Anywhere else, I'd go, I don't know. But I thought this was perfect. For the black community that listens to the show, how can you vote Democrat? I still don't understand how you vote Democrat. You know why? Because an Ohio Democrat drafted a measure to exclude black babies from being saved under the pro-life law. Yeah, you heard me. So Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed into law a bill that bans abortions as soon as the baby's heartbeat is detected. Now, that could be as early as 6 weeks. But before it passed, a Democrat state representative from Ohio tried to make sure that African-American babies were excluded from the pro-life bill and could be aborted for any reason up to 20 weeks. Can somebody explain this? Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. If you don't want to call in, you know, if you're a coward, you don't want me to hear it. Joe@therealside.com. Explain to me how this works. Explain to me, you know, how this is that you can exempt African American. I mean, you want more of them wiped out? Are you really Margaret Sanger apostle? Representative Janine Boyd proposed Amendment 0291, which would have provided an exemption for black mothers to abort their babies. Boyd suggested protecting black children from abortion is akin to slavery. Black slaves were once treated like cattle. They were put out to stud in order to create generations of more slaves. God. She said on her broadcast on the Ohio Channel, our country is not far enough beyond our history to legislate as if it was. State Representative Derek Marin, a Republican and chair of the committee, challenged Boyd's claims and said the law should be applied to all unborn children, unborn human beings, regardless of skin color. Again, who brings up skin color? The left. Who plays color politics? The left. Ultimately, the amendment did not pass. Virtually every baby with a beating heart in Ohio will be protected from abortion. Well, thank you, Jesus. Still, pro-life activists were outraged by Boyd's amendment. To reference owning humans as a defense for the dismemberment of a baby is just sick. If it's wrong to own humans, it's also wrong to intentionally kill them, isn't it? Former Planned Parenthood executive-turned-pro-life advocate Abby Johnson also criticized Boyd's amendment, saying, apparently, a 38% national abortion rate in the African-American community isn't enough for these people. Meanwhile, pro-abortion groups continue to threaten legal action against the newly signed pro-life. Do it! Let's get this thing into the Supreme Court. Do it. Right? Now, this is great, too. Again, like I said, this needs to go all the way. This needs to go all the way to the Supreme Court. And let's get this thing done and gone once and for all. You know, on a side note here, we're up on time, but the Notre Dame Cathedral, right? You've got these people screaming. The state has stepped in now. The country has stepped in, so they're going to help pay to rebuild the cathedral. And you've got a bunch of American morons screaming, no, the separation of church and state. I want you to think about that. And these people vote. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hang out next hour. Lots of God talk. We're going to talk about how confused pastors are in this country and how no religious preference is now growing as fast or as same as Catholicism. We'll be back.